After weeks of political turmoil following the reporting of widespread wait lists and other deficiencies in veterans being able to find care, VA Secretary Eric Shinseki on Friday announced that he will leave his post. Congressman Bill Owens, a Democrat of Northern New York who represents Fort Drum, said his initial reaction to Shinseki's resignation was that he was disappointed the situation has gotten to this point. But with all the attention on the VA, Owens said it's now time for lawmakers to focus on the veterans.
And to make sure that we're doing the things and taking the steps that will correct the problem, and then going forward, putting in place processes and procedures that will ensure it doesn't happen, and then equally important, putting in place management who will monitor these processes and procedures to ensure it doesn't happen again.
Owens, who served in the Air Force, said a change in the VA could help address a significant problem in his largely rural district: the lack of specialty clinics and long distances veterans must often travel to obtain care.
I think that that's critically important, particularly when you have people who are Vietnam veterans and World War II veterans and Korean veterans who may be in their 70s and 80s having to go hours to either Albany or to Syracuse. I think they need to have the option of being able to go to their community hospital if that entity has the service available.
Hudson Valley Republican Chris Gibson, a retired Army colonel, thanked Secretary Shinseki for his service and said the change in leadership alone will not fix the problems within the VA.
We do thank General Shinseki for his long and faithful service to the country. I think he has made the right move by stepping back right now. I know the president is looking for replacement. And then we should all expect that we'll not just be the secretary, there'll be a whole new team that'll come aboard. We look for them to be transparent, aggressive, and accountable.
Gibson said although Congress has increased the funding for the VA over the past few years, it's a systemic change in policy that's mostly needed.
And then beyond that, we need benchmarks and milestones so that, you know, within 6 months, the American people can get an update on how all of this is progressing, and that the people's representatives in the Congress can come out and report to folks on how we are moving it back in the right direction.
Gibson mentioned the recently passed VA Accountability Act that provides more discretion for hiring and firing in the administration, and with that, he foresees more changes in top-level leadership. The congressman also mentioned the importance of including more funding toward a VA program where veterans are referred to local doctors.
I believe that if we expand that program, we will reduce the backlog, we'll have more expeditious treatment, more timely treatment for our veterans. And ultimately, I think it's going to relieve some of the stress on the entire piece here.
Capital Region Democrat Paul Tonko said any changes going forward should be made in a nonpartisan manner.
We cannot have partisan divides over an issue like this. These veterans have served all people of this great nation, and they deserve and require our respect.
Tonko said the work ahead will not be an overnight fix and will span administrations. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.